The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. We have the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour, which will also be Facebook Live. The second hour will not be Facebook Live. We're going to talk about why you may want to forego that arthroscopic surgery on your knee. Some really great emerging research from a very, very sensible scientist. So we'll be talking about that during the second hour. If you want to listen to that show live, you can use the player link on the superhumanradio.net website or on our Facebook page. So those of you who have not been listening to the show or haven't caught Facebook, we no longer have superhumanradio.com. My ex-wife has taken that. The judge gave it to her in the divorce, and she's taken it, and she is trying to extort $3,500 a month out of me to lease it back to me. So we have moved to superhumanradio.net, and I'd appreciate it if you would notate that. That's where the website is. And also let everybody you know that the website is still up. It's just under superhumanradio.net, so we can thwart this extortive effort that has been placed upon me. And without further delay...
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm very sorry to hear about the website issue. But you know what? It's an opportunity for all of us to rally around you because you've given us so much over the years. And whatever it may be, a donation, buying Thrive, or simply picking the phone up or sending Carl an email, I think would be a nice gesture. I have no doubt you will prevail on this.
It's going to take me about 90 days. In about 90 days, we'll be back to normal. We're really almost back to normal now. If I can just get iTunes to update our RSS feed, we would be 100% back to normal. But right now, we're waiting for them to get that updated. If you notice, Diego Paparella says, "I miss Craze before it got recalled, my T-shirt." Yes, I have the original Craze T-shirt on. Isn't that cool? I miss it, too.
You know, along those lines, I went digging in the mysterious black box today, and looky what I found. A bottle of the original Craze.
Is it empty or full?
Oh, no, it's full.
Okay. No. No, you're wrong. It's empty if the FDA or anybody's looking at it right now. That's an empty jar that you're keeping for posterity. That's all.
I'll just say it. It was a great product. It's quite unfortunate about what went down, but you never know. Maybe it'll come back someday.
Just like those of us who got to try methyl 1 test, and just like those of us who got to try 1AD, and just like those of us who got to try Craze, and now it's gone. It was nice while it lasted. That's all.
Yeah. So two other quick announcements.
Yes.
One, for you Mass Pro Synthogen fans, this is a low stock alert. As you probably know, I don't play games. I shoot straight with my people, especially people that have been with me a long time. I know there are a lot of you that use it. I know you love it. We are in a low stock situation. I do not know whether or not the next batch will get in time, but be that as it may. Also, there are, I think, 5 days left in the Tranquilogen sale, 22% off. Never had such a deep discount on the newly reformulated Tranquilogen. You can get that at bodybuildingsupplements.com or tranquilogen.com for more information.
And without further delay, our first question comes from Pete Schindler. He says, every time I bulk up, I end up putting on too much weight around the midsection. It's not like I'm eating grossly over maintenance either, 120% on training days. What can I do to keep my waistline tight while bulking?
You know, most fat gains come as a result of eating too much for too long or eating the wrong foods, right? Making wrong macronutrient choices. And the big lesson I learned, neglecting your waistline or failing to take into consideration the proper use of conditioning work. Now, let's look at a few examples. The first and most important thing you need to do is to take your waist measurement around the navel. Since almost nobody does this, and instead they just use the scale, things get out of hand early, and it gets worse from there. If people would just measure their waist every 2 to 3 weeks, there'd be a lot less fat in the world. This is the single biggest mistake I made while bulking up early in my career. I just saw more weight on the scale, and went on my, made me happy and I went on my way. Instead, once you notice your waist creeping up by about an inch, immediately cut back on the calories for, 2 weeks or so until such time as your body becomes more responsive, to overfeeding again. And it will. Now, let's say you start out lean, 10% body fat or under. Then you embark on a bulking cycle. The first 2 to 4 weeks are typified by most of those excess calories being shunted towards muscle tissue. The longer you overfeed, though, the more active the enzymes that store fat become. So by cutting back on calories, you'll resensitize your body to overfeeding again, and you'll start laying down muscle. Most people, like I said, don't measure their waist. They just buy bigger pants and call it a day. That's another good lesson in not being most people. Macro splits matter, too, as, protein is less likely to be stored as fat than any other macronutrient. More importantly, you need to pick one of the following macros to use with protein, carbs or fat, not both. It's one or the other. In practice, it goes back to whether or not you oxidize fats well. If you do, most of the calories should be coming from fat. Things like coconut milk, coconut oil, olive oil, those are all ideal. And it's easy to get a fairly large number of calories that way. Why? Well, fats are 9 calories per gram. Carbs and proteins only 4. The math adds up pretty quick. Another strategy I like is zigzagging calories, which is to say you're matching them to your energy intake for whatever you're doing that day. So on training days, I will, 120% is approximately what I use. So 120% of maintenance is as high as I would go on training days, never less than 100%. I'm a big fan of giving your body what it needs to, get through that workout and make it a productive one. Off days, 70 to 80% of maintenance. Why? It keeps fat burning and this is the big one. It keeps your metabolism from adjusting to any set level of calories, usually lower. With respect to the most powerful lean bulking exercise to stay lean, I can sum it up in one word. Sprints. Sprinting even twice a week will keep your waistline tight and overall deliver a much leaner appearance. I can't run distance for Jack, but I can sprint like a demon, at least up until recently where I pulled my hamstrings pretty severely twice. So it's not cool, if you want to be squatting anytime soon. What I have found is that I can sprint with a sled, right, or sprint uphill without pulling hamstrings. That, given the velocity's lower, right? But you'll still reap the benefits of sprints. Finally, we get into the last 5%, meaning supplements. Progenitrex, have a bottle right here, is well known for truly lean gains. Any review you can find online speaks to none of the weight coming on in the waist. That is a function, frankly, of its many ingredients, among them anacyclist perithrum, RALA, creatine hydrochloride, and lexogenin, all contributing. So I hope that helps. It was a great question, but, the waistline measurement to me is huge.
Adele Moussa just published a really interesting blog, I think it was just this morning, that shows that eating the majority of your calories early in the day may actually keep you leaner in the long run. So that's another thing. Meal timing is critical when we talk about lean gains. What do you think about that?
The first thing that came to my mind was intermittent fasting and how that would fit in. I guess you could flip things, right, and have your one or two big main meals earlier in the day and then taper it off. It's an interesting, you know, on the surface, it would seem to make sense. In practice, I'm not sure how I would implement that.
Yeah. All right, so the next question comes from Jim Longy. He says, I listened with interest some weeks back to your take on shoulder injuries. Like you, I've done a little something to my shoulder, and as a result, my upper body training is almost non-existent right now. What more can I do to get this thing healed?
Okay. There's a lot, I think, that's going to go into this answer, but a lot of stuff that I need to work with, I didn't get, unfortunately. For example, his age and the true nature of the injury. However, I can speak in some general terms. First and foremost, most shoulder issues are overuse injuries, overuse, plain and simple. So it's important to identify the root cause. As such, simply cutting back on your direct shoulder work can help. And there, I'm talking about not forever, but just drop any isolation movements you're doing, like dumbbell side laterals or front raises. The arc of the weight in those movements take them far away, right, from the body. And as such, you're at a leverage disadvantage. Stick with more direct shoulder movements, at least for now, such as, you know, pressing movements. Push-ups with your feet high on the wall come to mind. Excellent exercise. The higher, right, your feet go, the more emphasis is placed on the shoulders. You know, one overlooked, I think, and underappreciated movement, we've discussed it before, but it's the barbell jammer press, right? You take one end of a barbell, you jam it into a corner, load the other end up, and press with one arm. I like to do it one arm, up and away from the body. To really emphasize the shoulder and remove any body English, take the legs out of it, perform the movement on one knee. You know, another forgotten movement in this area is the pike press. And to perform that, you assume a push-up position, okay? But raise your hips into the air as high as possible. And now, right, you perform a push-up motion, but with the top of your head sort of touching, you know, versus your chest in a push-up, touching the floor. You will know you've nailed it when you feel it in your anterior front delts and lateral side delts. Since both of those movements still cause me a little bit of pain, I started feeling sorry for myself last week. This is an interesting story. And then it hit me. There is a woman that I train who has a chronic debilitating condition where her joints actually fuse over time. It started in her SI joint and it's going up, up and up. The doctors have told her there's nothing they can do. So if this woman can, and she does, show up twice a week and give me 100%, if she can do that, I can set my sights on something that doesn't hurt, right? Like my legs. Accordingly, I have resolved to perform a 500-pound box squat. You know, besides, I've long since healed my back with bridging, so there's no excuse why I can't do the same. I haven't set a time frame on it, but the excitement that I felt performing my first freestanding box squat in years was enough for me. Now, sure, I've squatted more in my youth, but you know what? Nobody cares what you did 20 years ago. They care, you know, about what you can do now, and I care. The point being, while my shoulder heals, I'm going on the offense with my legs. And that fits a long-standing mantra of mine. The best defense is a good offense. So, you know what? Shoulder, it may take a week to heal, may take a month or two. I'm not sitting around feeling sorry for myself, and I'll be progressing on another front. I would suggest that you do the same. There's no place in this game feeling sorry for yourself. You're healthy, you get in there, you get it done, and you deal with it if you have injuries.
You know what? I am dealing with so many different ailments right now. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I've got my left foot, which looks like a claw foot because of the crush injury I suffered, which makes it virtually impossible for me to run, but I can do plenty of elliptical work.
Oh, boy.
You know, I've got lower leg pain, back pain, sleep problem. I mean, it just, but you know what? You just go in and train as hard as you can. Because a recent study showed that women with breast cancer do better when they train during their breast cancer treatment, and their survivorship is, the truth of the matter is this. No matter what you're dealing with today, you will fare better if you keep training. That's the God's honest truth. No matter, and don't get caught up in, oh, I used to be able to. The fact that you can walk into the gym and still do something, be proud of that.
I agree 100%. Just the endorphin release and the dopamine release alone makes it worth it.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Visit his main website, CoachRobRegish.com, to learn more. We'll be right back. Other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, Mike Graham says, ever since I got involved in this pastime, and I guess he's talking about weightlifting, or physical culture, I've heard how you need to eat more protein. I'd like to know how much, when to get it, and what type. I'd also like to know how this squares with the National Institutes of Health recommendation, which is something like 60 grams a day. Why so much more? And does it really add muscle? I can't believe that this question is still out there. I'm sorry. I'm not making fun of Mike Graham, but I'm just baffled that this question is still out there.
Yeah. Well, he's got several questions here, so I'll try to take them one by one. First, as for the age-old question of how much, suffice it to say, it's a lot more than the RDI of 60 grams for one simple reason. Those guidelines are given for, quote-unquote, most people. Actually, I want to say they used college students, sedentary college students, to come up with that. So, in other words, average Americans. So, by all means,
look at the average American today. You know?
Yeah. You know, if you want to carry an average amount of muscle, then eat 60 grams a day. If, however, you desire more muscle than these most people, you need to eat more than most people. And yes, part of that's eating more protein. I would suggest a 200-pound person with, call it 180 pounds of lean body mass, 10% body fat, they're going to need to eat between 180 and 250 grams a day. Now, that's a wide range, but it's dependent upon how much tissue breakdown that you're incurring. More frequent workouts, hitting large body parts, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, emphasizing the eccentric, those are going to require a lot more protein versus 2 workouts a week, which would be, you know, in other words, heavy light, the old heavy light scheme. Protein timing is also something I'm big on, as more recent research has pointed to some refractory period of amino acids being in circulation necessary to maximize protein synthesis. In other words, eating protein once every 3 or 4 hours, letting the level of amino acids actually drop in your bloodstream, has been found to be beneficial. For best results, it's, you know, you need to be eating a complete protein. Most dairy proteins are a great example versus incomplete proteins, most plant proteins. I am very particular about what kind of protein be ingested, however, after training. Thrive is what I use. It's in there with the rest of my supplements, and it's going to stay there. Why? You know, it simply has it all. Fast-release whey, longer-acting muscular casein, plus essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, vitamin D, and probiotics. I might have missed one. I know there's so many. You know, if you can name me one other protein that has all of those things, I'm all ears. Fact is, though, there isn't, or at least I'm not aware of it.
Not yet. Somebody will come out with it. Watch.
Yeah, right. So why don't more people eating all this protein make better progress? 3 reasons. First, they don't stimulate muscle growth, mm-hmm. Okay? If they do, even fewer let enough time elapse to recover and ultimately grow. And finally, even people who fulfill those 2 requirements, a lot of them fail to ensure that all that protein is accompanied by a caloric surplus, no surplus, no new muscle. I don't care how much protein you're getting. You show me someone who eats 200 grams of protein a day and 4,000 calories a day versus someone eating 400 grams of protein and 2,000 calories a day. I'll show you someone who has more muscle every time, the guy eating more total calories. Fact of the matter is, a lot of kids today are more worried about losing their abs versus eating what's necessary to grow as much muscle as possible. That only serves to undermine their efforts. Let me put it in plain English, so everyone understands, and it's an incredibly important point. If you're between the ages of 15 and 25, you should be eating your lungs out and getting as big and strong as possible. Why? Because by about age 30, you're going to have all of the muscle you're ever going to have. That includes your later stages of life, where sarcopenia, the age-related loss of muscle tissue, begins to factor in prominently into how fast you get to the checkout counter. So think about that for a minute. Let it really sink in. You'll have all the muscle you'll ever have by age 30. Make the most of it by eating adequate protein and calories in your youth. You will thank me later for it. There are exceptions, people that pick up training later in life. Carl, I think you fall into this bucket.
Yeah.
And you've built a hell of a lot of muscle.
And I've used anabolics, too, to help me with that, because that anabolic period that you're discussing in that age bracket is when the magic happens. And if you miss that opportunity, then you may have to turn to some anabolics to kind of re-stimulate that phase. But I want to tell a short story really quick. Kelly Carls used to be the general manager at Clear Channel here in Louisville, Kentucky, and he has since retired. And I see him at the gym every morning now. He trains at LAC.
Yep.
About 6 months, I watch him train. The guy trains his heart out. He works hard. He pushes himself.
Yep.
About 6 or 7 months ago, I said to him, Kelly, I see you training really hard. Very impressive. How much protein do you eat a day? He goes, oh, I really don't know. I said, do me a favor. Start consuming 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight and do not change anything else about your diet. If you're eating lots of vegetables, keep eating lots of vegetables. Just make sure you're getting 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight.
Sure.
Last month, he walked up to me, and he's a really subdued, quiet, shy kind of guy. He doesn't really talk to anybody. He walks up to me, and he throws up his guns. And he goes, look at this. And he goes like this. He goes, look at this. He goes, because of you, I have to buy all new shirts.
So that's a great story.
So when people say, oh, you know, does protein really matter? Abso-flippin-lutely. It's the difference between you taking that hard work and turning it into muscle or taking that hard work and not seeing anything out of it at all.
It's important to remember. You said it. Protein is really important. It's important to remember this. Protein literally builds into your structure. Your body and the cells that compose it, your entire body is rebuilt. Everything from the hair on your head to your toenails is rebuilt from the protein that you eat. Now, the body will do an amazing patchwork job. You know, heavy smokers who don't exercise and overweight, they're still alive, and that's a credit to the body's survival mechanism. But you want to build a strong house that's very resistant to disease, you use bricks. You don't use straw.
Right. Right. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have a question from Sean. Let me see what I saw there. O'Mac. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Reger. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay. So the next question. Oh, wrong document. Come on, Carl. Get with it. Comes from Shane O'Mac. He says, Rob, I love the show and never miss an episode. I'd like to know your position on pro-hormones and in general. If they were really close to straight anabolic steroids, I'm considering buying some off a friend who saved a bunch from a long time ago. They may not be good anymore. He's had something called 4-AD, SIP, and methyl 1 test he's willing to sell me. Are they still good?
Oh, boy. Well, first things first. You need to know and be aware of the fact that these compounds are highly illegal. As illegal as DECA and D-ball, in fact. So they're both steroids in the eyes of the law now. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't that long ago you could walk into GNC and buy them, but times change. So understand the legal risks. You know, depending upon what state you live in, how much you buy, and whether you're near a school zone, you could be staring down some serious time if you're caught, as screwed up as that is. So let's get into specifics now. P be aware, 4-AD SIP, it can either come as a pre-made injectable, sterile product, or in its powder form. In that case, it would need to be converted. There are recipes out there to do that, I guess, but I need to know which form. It's a classic pro-hormone in that sense, meaning it converts in one step to testosterone in the body. And depending upon whether it's a, you know, powder product or, like I said, that pre-made injectable, if it's the latter, I would have sterility concerns, right? I mean, we're talking, what, 12, 13 years ago now these things were out there. If, however, it's a straight powder, like I said, you need to make it into one, into an injectable. Although 4-AD was classified as a pro-hormone, I always suspected it was active in its own right. Its effects are very, very close to testosterone itself, although there isn't nearly as much water retention. Now, as for methyl 1 test, it's an honest-to-goodness steroid in its own right, requiring no conversion to its active form. It was an exceedingly potent androgen, and many referred to it as Anadrol heavy duty. Now, considering Anadrol users spoke frequently to gaining a pound a day for weeks, you know, that should speak volumes. There's no free lunch, though, right? Liver toxicity, blood pressure issues certainly put your HDLs in the cellar. You know, I never liked what I saw from methyl 1 test, and not just because of the sides. You know, as soon as people discontinued it, they lost whatever they gained. Yep. You know, I don't think anyone interested in their health should ever use methyl 1 test. It was just that toxic and strong. In a perfect world where all of these, you know, would be legal, I would tell you 4-AD SIP, that might be interesting, but leave the methyl 1 test alone. As it stands, however, like I said, the stuff is exceedingly illegal, and it's just, look, it's not worth the risk, you know. Besides, HRT affords you the opportunity to get pharma-grade stuff and the opportunity to work with a doctor to monitor your health. So as to whether or not there's still any good, I wouldn't trust the pre-made product, you know, the whatever they put in there as a antimicrobial is suspect at this point. If it's powder, on the other hand, I would tell you that, yeah, it's probably still good. I would also tell you the same thing about the methyl 1 test. Now, chemicals don't magically go inert, most of them, or turn into something else on the expiration date. It may be less potent, let's say. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's 50% less potent, lost 50% potency. They're still going to be stronger than the products that are out today. But whatever you do, Shane, proceed cautiously. Life is about the risk-to-benefit ratio. Only you can make the decision as to whether or not this is worth it.
I would recommend that you reach out to Patrick Arnold and ask him what they convert to. We're getting feedback all of a sudden. We weren't getting it before. But anyway, I would ask Patrick Arnold what they convert to over time, because you may want to find out. Methyl 1 test could convert to some sort of estrogenetic a compound. We just don't know. So I would reach out to Patrick Arnold and ask him that.
Cool. Next
question comes from Jay Miller. He says, I heard you mention AST Research, EAS, and other companies from back in the day. In your opinion, which companies are worth doing business with today?
You know, any cursory glance at a bodybuilding magazine from 10 years ago will reveal that many companies, many, many, are no longer in existence. Very few have stood the test of time. And fewer still have been ahead of the curve insofar as, one, offering products that work, and two, steering clear of the latest flash-in-the-pan type products. Now, let's look at a few examples. EAS is a brand name most of us are familiar with, right? It was started by Anthony Bird and Ed Almada. They sold out to Bill Phillips after working with him to bring creatine in the form of phosphagen to the market. He reportedly bought them for a mere $2 million, $1 million each. Today, EAS is owned by the pharmaceutical company Abbott Labs. EAS was on absolute fire in the 90s. They were scoring big with consumers with Phosphagen, Phosphagen HP, Myoplex. People loved them. Then HMB happened. Bill Phillips reeling them into overdrive, stating HMB felt like DECA. Now, of course, it felt nothing like DECA. In the beginning, that really marked, I think, the beginning of the end. They followed that up with an Andro 6 product, for those of you that recommend it, which was subsequently found in the studies that they did, EAS did, to be ineffective. So a couple black eyes there. Around this time, circa 1993, I started doing business with Muscle and Sport Science. They were, comparatively speaking, a much, much smaller company, but they had this edgy lineup, things like Zebutol, Tribesterone, Hexandrolone. You know, not only were they edgy, they worked. There was no question about it. They worked. And when I asked the CEO of Mass why they weren't carrying HMB when it came out, I'll never forget his response. One word. He said, gimmick. He had correctly deduced that it would be a dud, and that wasn't the only one. Beef protein, the second coming of HMB, HMB free acid, and DAA all come to mind. That was his same feedback gimmick. Meanwhile, he's got a tribulus product, a knockout product called Adaptogen N. But there was a long period of time, many years, wherein studies were done on Trib that showed it did not boost testosterone. And its reputation really tanked on the boards. Nobody wanted to touch it. Unfazed, Mass put huge stock in it and continued promoting Adaptogen N's benefits. And lo and behold, many years later, studies are emerging showing Trib boosts IGF-1 20%, contributed to fat loss, and delivers where it matters most, more muscle and less fat. You know, it might not be as dramatic as you want, but join the club. It still works. They were also the first sports nutrition company to offer DHEA, glucosamine chondroitin, and crealkaline. You know, that, and in the 25 years they've been in operation, dozens of other companies have shuttered their doors. There's something to be said about longevity in a company like that.
That's right.
Yeah. So overall, I think it's very important to patronize companies that do not advertise heavily, that do not slip banned ingredients in their products, and have a track record of success behind them. Perhaps most importantly, know the people behind the products. The pattern I've seen is that people who formulate truly great products are really proud of them. And, you know, I'm not sure that's the proper term to describe it, but that's what comes to mind. You know, I'm not talking about endless, way over the top promotion. There's just something you can hear in their voice when they're talking about their product. You know, they want their name associated with it. So ask yourself, whose name is attached to products like C4, Six Star Whey, or Hydroxycut, you know? That speaks volumes right there. If the formulator isn't willing to answer a few basic questions or even identify himself, you know, they're not something or someone you want to do business with. Personally, as an example, I buy Kratom from John Connor, straight up Kratom.com. I buy protein powder from you, Carl, and I eat all my own cooking, Synthogen, Tranquilogen, and Progenitrix. They're all sitting right in front of me. If you know the people behind the products, it makes the buying decision so much easier. It really does. Here's the final word. You're going to find the list of reputable companies and people is short, real short. Stick with them, though, and ask questions, because your only defense against the hucksters, you know, of the world is education.
Yep.
And an educated consumer is loved by the good people in the industry and feared by the bottom feeders. I hope that helps.
Rob, we're going to take our last commercial break. We're going to have to skip the last question. I apologize. And go right to the blueprint tip of the day when we come back, okay? Because I have to get off of Facebook Live quickly, and I have to get right on back on with the good doctor who's going to come on and tell us why you should forego arthroscopic surgery on your knee. Holy mackerel, this is going to be a game changer. We'll be right back.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back. Don't forget, if you are a Patreon subscriber for just $5 a month, you get every single episode of Superhuman Radio within an hour of it being produced and completely commercial free. We're getting lots of people who are saying they love it. And you can too. Go to Patreon, patreon.com, search for Superhuman Radio and join in. So, Rob, what's the blueprint tip of the day, brother?
Tip of the day is thoughts on consistency. Of all the things in physical culture that will determine your success, I'd have to put consistency right at the top of the list. In fact, consistency in multiple things is required to make progress, right? We discussed earlier, it's not enough to eat 4,000 calories a day, sleep a solid 8 to 10 hours, or faithfully stick to your training schedule. You need to do all of those things consistently. And that takes major effort, at least to the outward observer. To those of us that have been practicing it many, you know, years and so forth, it's second nature. It certainly is to me. Which brings us to lifestyle. The kind of attention to detail that's necessary is a 24/7 job. It's not something you put on, go to the gym, and then after you leave, take it off. You know, the diet is 24/7. The sleep is huge. And of course, nothing happens without training. Nothing. In fact, of all the fundamentals, it's usually training where most people fall down. Primarily because they're either overtraining or undertraining. Ambition, energy, drive, all of those are wonderful things, but they will sink you if you're overtraining. If, on the other hand, you are skipping gym visits and you're not consistently getting in there to try to get stronger, you're going to fall down there too. So, and another big one is failing to record your workouts. Seth Spanner, man, I'll tell you, I had the opportunity to meet him in an old gym when I was still living in Connecticut. And Seth, I could tell right away why he was as strong as he was. He was writing everything down in his notebook. And in fact, if you're not regularly logging your workout, which exercises you're performing, how many sets and reps, you're really shortchanging yourself. You know, in such a scenario, our man isn't even firing the gun, meaning stimulating muscle growth. And when that's the case, the perfect, even if, you know, if you fail to do that, you can eat a perfect diet. You can be taking all the latest supplements and you can get 10 hours of sleep a night. But guess what? It's going nowhere because you need to make up for that grave mistake of not stimulating muscle growth. It is a fundamental biological law that cannot be circumvented, except with drugs, to a certain extent. Not all of it, but to a certain extent. When you're on growth drugs, it makes up for a whole host of sins. Overtraining? So what? Your body's going to be healing at an accelerated rate. Undertraining? It's going to help there too. The New England Journal of Medicine, you know, put that debate to bed. People on the drugs gained more muscle not training than hard training naturals, as sad as that is. Poor diet, the drugs are going to help there too. In fact, pretty much any training stimulus will work, and you'll be large and in charge for as long as you're on them. You'll have all the answers, right? Because who's going to argue with you? You got huge guns. You got all the answers in that scenario. It's when guys come off the drugs that they find out how little they really know. All of a sudden, they're not only not growing, they're shrinking. Now, things like total tonnage, overload, those 8 to 10 hours of sleep I spoke of, those things really matter. So does your diet, you know. Not eating enough stops a lot of guys from gaining. Even on drugs, Muscle is not created out of thin air. You need to give it bricks, and that's calories and protein. Natural, this is a long way of saying this. Natural trainees need to do everything right pretty darn near all the time to progress. And the situation is magnified if you're over 40, because as a male ages, catabolic mechanisms in the body begin to dominate over the anabolic ones. And it, you know, getting to a point where anabolism dominates catabolism becomes very, very difficult at that age. You need to consistently eat well, train hard, stay injury free, and sleep for even the smallest of gains to manifest. I mean, like the point that I'm at right now, I'm trying to add maybe 5 extra pounds in a big, big lift or 1 extra repetition. That's a good day. But you need to be doing everything right, to achieve that. Understand this and take it to heart. You must trigger muscle growth with your workouts. You must consistently eat enough to grow, and you must consistently give your body 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night. Any one of those things is violated, all bets are off. You're not going to grow the way you want to. It just doesn't happen without consistency. And for everyone that think this applies just to bodybuilders, that's not the case at all. Many of us are training, you know, for the greatest competition there is, life. We not only want to live to be, you know, an old age, but we want those to be quality years. And you need consistency to do that. Here's the bottom line. Make it a lifestyle and stick to it until it works for you. I have found simple solutions work best. Things like adding 5 more pounds or 1 more rep. Things like intermittent fasting. 5 grams of GABA before you go to bed. 5 grams of creatine after training. And Synthogen before and after my workouts. Now, all of those things, they're little things that by themselves would have little impact. Mm-hmm. Collectively, though, when it's done consistently, they snowball into big things and ultimately big results. Bring the consistency and success will be yours, whether it's in physical culture, in business, or your family and relationships. Consistency is the key.
Yeah. All good advice. Very, very good advice.
You know, okay. Doesn't sound sexy, but it's what's required.
I don't know where that feedback is coming from. It comes and goes. Yeah. It'll go away. All right. Well, look, we are going to pull the plug on the Facebook Live. We are done with the Facebook Live. Thank you, Coach Rob. Of course, those of you listening on Facebook Live or the stream, the show will continue on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about arthroscopic surgery. If you have a meniscus tear or degenerative meniscus and someone's telling you that you need to undergo arthroscopic surgery, you may want to hold off until you hear this interview. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. This is where the Blueprint live broadcast on Facebook ends. And we'll see everybody shortly on the audio side. Stay tuned. U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. A lot of people undergo arthroscopic surgery for various degenerative knee conditions. And it's really a go-to method, probably practiced by a lot of orthopedic surgeons. It's a lot less invasive than traditional surgery. But is it effective? My next guest is Dr. Reed Semenuk. How you doing, Dr. Semenuk?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and you're with McMaster University, which has a real brain trust up there. Stu Phillips is up at McMaster. He's been on our show numerous times over the past 12 years. So, before we get started on discovering why this study needed to be published, when we talk about degenerative knee conditions in the context of your research paper, what kind of conditions are we talking about?
Right. So, what we're really talking about is arthritis and osteoarthritis. The reason we're not using the term osteoarthritis or arthritis of the knee is because many people think that, or many doctors think that you need a X-ray to diagnose arthritis. So we use the term degenerative knee disease to mean people who have symptoms or signs of arthritis, but not they have an X-ray or an MRI finding consistent with arthritis. And the reason we do that is because actually X-ray and MRI findings of arthritis aren't very reliable. They're not very good at diagnosing.
Interesting.
So we want it to be more inclusive and include everybody. Anybody with knee pain that lasts, you know, chronic knee pain, which is usually knee pain that lasts more than 3 months, comes and goes, And that was really the reason why we're using the term degenerative knee disease, which is something that people probably haven't heard before, but it was done on purpose to be more inclusive.
Okay. So are we, this includes things like bucket handle tears of the meniscus and that type of stuff as well?
So it includes people with and without meniscus tears. We know that people with degenerative knee disease and knee pain often have meniscus tears. The meniscus tears typically are found on an MRI or on arthroscopy. And we know actually that whether or not you have a meniscus tear doesn't actually correlate with your symptoms of knee pain. And so, exactly. And many people have thought that, well, if you have a meniscus tear, that seems like a very plausible reason to cause your knee pain, and it's an easy thing to cut away. And so why not do arthroscopic surgery? I should qualify that, though, by saying there are really, you can get huge tears in your meniscus from trauma, from twisting your knee the wrong way, where they actually prevent you from extending your knee or flexing your knee.
Yes.
And if you have a locked knee where you really can't move your leg, and I don't mean intermittent clicking or intermittent catching, but if you truly can't extend or flex your knee, that's a different issue. That's the big bucket handle tear like that might still benefit from arthroscopic surgery.
Right. And see, I'm glad you said that, because my impression of meniscus tears has always been not that they precipitate any real pain, but instead they impair the full range of motion of the knee. And I always used to use the analogy like when you go and buy lobster and they put that wedge in his claw so he can't open it. You kind of feel like you have that wedge in your knee somewhere that's not allowing you to extend. Now, if you have that and then you accidentally hyperextend the knee, because the knee doesn't have full range of motion, it can actually pull the joint apart and you could get some pain from that. But by and large, bucket handle tears and stuff like that don't necessarily cause pain, but they cause a definite change in the range of motion of the knee. So that concurs with what my thinking was. So that's very good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're right. Big meniscus tears, which actually are really quite rare and are much more common to cause problems in athletes and younger adults than they are in older adults who are a little less active, maybe. For sure. They're exactly like you say. It can get stuck when you extend or you flex your knee, and it doesn't let you move it the other way. But I should say that, there's a lot of people have catching or intermittent clicking or locking of the knee that goes away after a few minutes, and we're not even sure if that correlates with smaller meniscus tears. So a lot of people have meniscus tears, and a lot of people have symptoms, pain, or what we call all those things, clicking, catching, locking, mechanical symptoms. We kind of group those all into mechanical symptoms. It's not a very good correlate with the MRI findings of smaller meniscus tears.
Well, and it's funny. It's funny because one of the things that I've experienced, I'm 59 years old now. I had to stop training my legs for a while because I had walking pneumonia, and that was the most taxing of all my workouts. I noticed that as my leg strength started to change, there was a great deal more laxity and play in my knees, and I had clicking. And then as soon as I started training my legs again and strengthening the quads and the hamstrings and the supporting muscles, that generous play, so to speak, and the clicking went away. So I have to believe that the clicking sometimes may not have anything to do with actual mechanical changes inside the synovial joint, but instead imbalances in muscles that are pulling the knee kind of out of its worthy position.
It's funny because the knee is such a complex thing, and it's actually it's really not that complex compared to a lot of the other organs, but we really still don't understand a lot about it. And this study that we published and all this sort of accumulating evidence is starting to point towards that. It's a lot more complicated. It probably has a lot to do with supporting muscles and structures that can also help mitigate some of the problems with arthritis and chronic knee pain and age-related changes. But you're right. I mean, I think that we thought we knew more than we did about what exactly the function and the symptoms of meniscus and of joint changes are. And there's no doubt that but in many cases, physiotherapy and strength training can do a lot of good, for sure.
And before we dive into the study itself, I just want to ask you one other question for perfect clarification of what we're talking about here. Arthroscopy is also used as a way of investigating the joint itself. When we talk about your research, are we also talking about investigative arthroscopy where they're just going in and looking around to see, oh, yeah, you lost your ACL or how bad the damage was? Are we also talking about that as well?
So maybe it's worth talking just briefly about what arthroscopy is. Arthroscopy is it's a minimally invasive surgery where there's some keyhole incisions made and some probes that are put into the knee joint. There's either some fluid injected and the camera, and so the surgeon can see into the knee. And then while they're in there, that's the diagnostic part. You can see and you can actually look to see what's going on with your eyes and the knee. And then what they thought was a therapeutic part was either a washout, or which is just exchanging fluids of the knee joint, or actually clipping and cutting away torn meniscus or bones. And so the diagnostic part is useful in several circumstances that are actually quite rare. So things like, an athlete who we're not sure if they have an ACL or a ligament tear, people who get into car accidents and we think there might be bleeding within the knee, uh-huh, or other big trauma, that's the diagnostic part that really can be very valuable. But for degenerative knee disease, and some people do diagnostic arthroscopy for degenerative knee disease, we also include that. It doesn't seem like that would do any good at all.
Okay. Okay, so talk about your research. How was this study designed? How did you gather your information for this paper?
So what this paper was actually a clinical practice guideline. So what we did is we got experts from around the world, all of whom didn't have any financial conflicts of interest, which is different than a lot of the all of the other guidelines out there. And we knew we wanted to answer this question based on a randomized control trial that was done at the end of last year. Based on that study, we got patients, we got surgeons and physiotherapists and general practitioners together, and we said, what outcomes are important to you? What information do you need to answer the question, is arthroscopy beneficial, not beneficial, and who should get it in patients with degenerative knee disease? And so after the expert panel got together, we commissioned two meta-analyses. Meta-analyses are summaries or syntheses of the entire body of evidence, and we included randomized trials and observational studies of the benefits and harms of arthroscopy. And then, because a lot of these symptoms are subjective, we also had a separate study that looked at what exactly a change on each of these measurement scales that we use in research, how big is a change, how big is an important change? So, if you have a scale that goes from 0 to 100, is on one scale, a 3-point difference might be very small, and on another scale, 3-point difference might be very big. And to one person, that might be very meaningful, and another person might not be. So we needed to get some sense of the magnitude of changes. So we had those two studies commissioned, and they were written for us. And then the big paper was a clinical practice guideline based on all that evidence.
Okay. All right. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to go ahead and take our first commercial break. And when we come back, I'd like to start to talk about the research itself and what you learned. Okay?
All right. Great. Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's world, what would you give
to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level. That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Reed Semenek. We're talking about arthroscopic interventions into degenerative knee disorders. There's a lot of people out there that could be slated right now to go in and have a little snip-snip done on some meniscus. Is it going to end up doing what you hope that it does? So let's dive into this research. So you looked at this was a meta-analysis. You selected research that fit nicely into the universe of research that you needed. What did you start to see? What type of trends did you start to see? What did you learn from this?
So we found there has actually been 13 randomized controlled trials on arthroscopic knee surgery compared to a number of different interventions. Three of the trials were actually compared to what we called sham surgery, where they do everything just the same as they would do surgery otherwise, do the same anesthesia, put you into the operating room, clean the skin and make an incision, but don't actually do the surgery. So three of them were what we consider the highest quality evidence, but most of the other ones were compared to physiotherapy or other active controls. And what we found from those 13 randomized trials was that in a short-term basis, at 3 months, Actually, about 12 to 13% of people had a very, very small benefit to pain and to function. So about 12 to 13% of people will get a tiny benefit at 3 months. But that benefit didn't last to even to a year. So at 1 year, there was no difference at all between the two groups. But, and, you know, the other side of the coin is the harms. And so we know that people who go through the surgery need typically 2 to 6 weeks of recovery time. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, there's a lot of pain associated with it. You can imagine going in and disturbing the joint, cutting away some tissue. There's a lot of swelling. So the, for the first week and sometimes longer, most patients don't or can't put any weight on their knees, so they need to use crutches or some other device. And then there's more serious harm. So they're rare, but we found that, that some patients do end up getting serious blood clots in the legs called deep vein thrombosis that can travel to the lungs and be life-threatening. And other people get infections at the site of a surgery that can travel deeper within the knee and cause more destruction. So those are rare, but they're serious enough to warrant some consideration.
Well, what about this? The fact that you're disrupting this highly coveted synovial capsule that, you know, from an evolutionary perspective, no one's supposed to go poking around in it unless you're injured. What about the idea that that disruption can change a lot of things inside that joint that could lead to, you know, I speak from some a modicum of experience here, and here's why. When I was 21 years old, I had a skiing accident. I lost the ACL in my left knee. I went to a very, very good surgeon. He was the surgeon for the Mets pro baseball team. His name was Dr. Jim Parks. And he said, look, you're not an athlete. We're not going to, back then it was a cadaver, that they cadaver ligament that they used. He said, look, you're not an athlete. Get your quads and hamstrings as strong as possible. Stabilize the knee that way. We're not going to do any surgery. He said, because this is, they used arthroscopy to diagnose the ACL, injury, but they didn't do arthroscopy then as the mode of surgery. They opened your knee up back then, to do this kind of surgery. He says, you know, if we open your knee up, you're going to have terrible arthritis by the time you're 30. Your knee is going to have problems for the rest of your life. Let's just leave it alone. But you just mentioned something that brought back memories. They blew my knee up with air. They filled it up with fluid so that they could do the arthroscopy. My knee hurt more the 3 weeks after the arthroscopy than when I tore the ACL skiing.
Right.
So that trauma has to change the synovial capsule completely.
Well, it's very possible. Honestly, we don't know. And that's part of the problem, that we don't know whether it's doing any long-term damage, right? Because we know it's not doing any long-term benefit, even to a year. And even short-term, there's hardly any benefit. But, you know, we did look at, you know, in each group, who needed knee replacements more often. And, you know, a lot of people get arthroscopic surgery expecting that they can delay knee replacement. But actually, the group who had arthroscopic surgery tended to have a higher rate of knee replacements later on. Now, it didn't reach statistical significance, but, you know, there may have been a trend there. Definitely didn't reduce the need for knee replacements later on. So, right. You know, that's one measure that, you know, maybe there is some damage going on. And it's quite possible that even, you know, the meniscus that's torn up and damaged a bit, or the synovial joint that's damaged, you know, by playing around with it may actually be making it worse, and you might be losing what padding or what support you did have. So, you know, that theory is very possible. We really don't know the answer, but it's quite possible. And we know that it's not doing any good.
I love when scientists say we don't know. It really allows me to... No, I'm being sincere, because, you know, I've been doing this for 12 years, and what I find is that there are scientists out there who dig their heels in and protect their position. And then there are scientists who go, we just don't know. And those are the real scientists when they go, you know, we just don't know. Because we don't know. And you shouldn't feel compelled to give an answer just because someone's looking at you like, well, you're the authority, answer the question. No, we just don't know. It could be, it could not be. And that's beautiful, because then someone can make a decision based on real information. So now your research also looked at the role of just plain exercise modalities and strengthening the leg and its effect on knee pain and stuff, right?
Well, we looked at what, you know, we looked at these studies that looked at arthroscopy. And some of the studies compared arthroscopy to conservative management that included exercise or physiotherapy and strength training. And, you know, we know that the strength training and the exercises did just as well as arthroscopy. You know, we also know that people who tend to go to those conservative management and do physiotherapy or strength training get better. So a lot of people think that, you know, this chronic pain is frustrating. It comes and goes, and people who live with arthritis that are listening to this are going to empathize and sympathize with this more than anybody. But it's really frustrating. It can prevent you doing what you want to do. It's nagging pain, and it doesn't go away. But people who get exercise and who do strength training get better. They do, on average, get better. I'm not speaking for everybody. You can't generalize for everybody. But by and large, people do feel better after you know, the strength training, for sure.
And, you know, and this is something we just had this conversation earlier in the first interview I did today. And I don't care what you're suffering from, you will always fare better if you stay active and you exercise. And, you know, exercise is this broad stroke term. If it's Pilates for you, that's great. If it's yoga for you, that's great. If it's weight training and resistance training for you, that's great. But the bottom line is, no matter what you're fighting against, you'll always fare better if you stay active and you exercise, because the body is regenerative, and the older you get, it becomes less responsive. But it will not regenerate if you don't call it to regenerate. It will not regenerate if you're not sending it signals that, hey, we're going to get up and do this every single day. So you better just kind of upgrade things so that we can keep doing this. And that is where the magic is, in my humble opinion, in exercise in general.
You know, I completely agree with you with one small caveat, that actually we know that athletes, and especially people who are doing a lot of kneeling and jobs that put a lot of strain on their legs, actually do, even though they're in good shape, tend to have higher rates of osteoarthritis. And so there are specific and certain exercises that can strengthen the muscles around the knee and can keep you active, that doesn't put too much stress and strain on your knees.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why I think seeing a physiotherapist or seeing somebody who has some expertise and getting informed about what, and you know, also listening to your body, listening to what works for you and what doesn't work for you is really important. So going out there and running, you know, maybe running a marathon isn't probably the best idea for someone with knee arthritis, but there's lots that you can do. It's just a matter of getting out there and learning about that.
That's the problem with the broad stroke term exercise. And that's why I said, you know, if it's yoga for you, that's fine. There's when you start doing things to extremes, no matter what it is, you then change something that should be beneficial into something that is not beneficial. So if you're running marathons, I don't care who you are, you're putting undue stresses on the joints in your legs. That will catch up with you someday. But if you're going into the gym and you're doing leg extensions, leg curls, and maybe even some light, higher rep leg presses, and you're not overloading the joints, these things are generally good for you. They actually, and I live with this myself, you know. I've got some joint problems. I'm 59 years old. And when I wake up in the morning, I literally walk like a caveman. But after I do my first 20 minutes of slow cardio on my treadmill, I'm much more fluid. My joints feel good. That's telling me something. That's telling me that that's my medicine for that particular ailment.
You know, I completely agree with you. And I think it's just a matter of listening to your body. And if your knee hurts, stop. Do something else. Find something that doesn't hurt. You know, the knees and the joints shouldn't be hurting when you're doing exercises. The muscles should be. You know, it's great if your muscles are burning. But it's just a matter of finding what works for you and what doesn't work for you. But exercise, I completely agree with you, is probably the best thing you could do today.
So right now, someone is listening to this show who is slated to go in for some arthroscopic surgery to snip a little meniscus or do something else inside the knee joint, and now they're faced with, wait a minute, maybe I don't want to do this. What's the conversation sound like that they should have with their orthopod?
Well, you know, it's a hard conversation, and but it's obviously it's something that needs to happen, and you know, I think that every surgeon and every doctor who's seeing you and seeing and considering surgery wants to help. I could tell from working until everybody's there because they think they're doing good or they're wanting to help. So it's a matter of having a conversation in a constructive way. You know, as part of our research in the publication, we've tried to make it very user-friendly, and actually we have some tools to facilitate what we call shared decision-making. And so you can go into your doctor, and if you go onto the bmj.com and find our study, there's some interactive tools and that you can get to that actually can be accessed through your smartphone, and they look at on the smartphone and everything. And it's the evidence. And so you could take that into your appointment and say, hey, there's this new study, there's this new guideline that says I shouldn't be getting arthroscopy. If tell me, you know, does the evidence apply to me? So, you know, if so, why? If not, why not? And work through it. You know, have a conversation. I think this is hard, and it's so ingrained. This is the most common surgery performed by orthopedic surgeons.
Yeah.
So it's part of the culture, and it's, you know, a $1 billion industry. And really for many people is the bread and butter of what they do every day. So it's going to take a culture change, I think, to get away from arthroscopic surgery for degenerative knee disease. And it's happening, but very slowly. So hopefully it happens sooner, and it's going to take, you know, informed patients who are willing to have constructive conversations with their surgeons about this and with their doctors about this. But, you know, coming back at the end of the day to what's best for you is, and, you know, I think that's the most important part. And really, no matter, you know, trust me, all the surgeons out there want to be doing the best for their patients.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I know.
So I think it's a matter of education and about having these conversations. But hopefully all the information that we have on BMJ.com is really meant, and it's free and open access, and anybody can use it, and is meant to have those shared decision-making conversations and to actually facilitate that conversation, because they're not easy. And so, you know, I think it's hard not to defer to the surgeon, to expertise, but there's a culture shift in medicine,
yes,
as well, towards more shared decision-making.
See, and I'm thinking of the surgeon, right? So the patient comes in to the surgeon's office and says, I'm in terrible pain. The surgeon wants to do something to fix the problem. They don't have a lot of arrows in their quiver. They've got this arrow, this arthroscopic surgery in their quiver. They're going to say, yeah, but I tell my patient to go get physical therapy. You know, patient compliance is an issue. They're not going to do it. They're going to be back here a year from now. They're going to say their knee still hurts, because you can't get people to do things that are in their best interest. Even if it is in their best interest, if they just don't want to do it. Oh, I don't want to exercise. I hate exercising. So the surgeon is kind of between a rock and a hard place. You don't want to send the person away and say, look, if you're not willing to exercise, you're not interested in your own health, I'm not going to deal with you. So they go, okay, well, we'll take a look around. We'll go in there. We'll see if we can clean the knee up. And now the surgeon knows that chances are it's not going to do anything good. I almost feel like the orthopedic surgeon right now is going, okay, great. This is great information. You've told us what the problem is, but what's the solution? What are we going to do for these people?
Right, exactly. I think that's exactly it. There's a lot of people who come in with the expectation that something is going to be done. And arthroscopic surgery is very appealing because you've been living in pain for years sometimes, and it hasn't gone away. So, you know, why not try it? Why not try?
Yeah.
But reality is that it's going to do very likely more harm than good. And, you know, quite frankly, there aren't easy solutions to chronic knee pain. It's one of the most frustrating conditions to deal with because it demands and ends and lasts forever. Unless there are, you know, either lifestyle changes that help or sometimes knee replacement.
I want to talk about knee replacement, but I also want to take a quick commercial break. When I come back, I want to talk about some of these emerging therapies. I want to just get your take on them, if you have any opinions on things like PRP and intra-articular growth hormone injections, if you're familiar with these things, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay with me. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There is no other olive oil like Papa.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Reed Semenek. We're talking about arthroscopic procedures for degenerative knee problems. And what we, if you're just tuning in now, what we're learning is that they really don't do what we hope they would do in resolving many of the problems that the patients go in for. Now we're going to talk a little bit about some maybe emerging therapies. So are you aware of platelet-rich plasma injections, PRP injections? Is there anything new in the way of intra-articular injections in the knee that say this might be a valid therapy for people?
So, you know, I have to be honest and say that I'm getting outside of my area of expertise, but, you know, I can say that, we've talked about it, we discussed hyaluronic acid injections and platelet-rich plasma injections during the discussion about our guideline. And the consensus was that, you know, both of those look promising. They look like they're possible, but that it could help. But the highest quality studies where they're actually blinded, where you don't know whether you're getting the injection or not getting the injection, there may be a very small but not very important benefit with both of those. So, you know, it's still early. The studies that have been done, from what I can tell, are have been, for the most part, at pretty high risk of bias. And so we really don't know. Mm-hmm. We honestly really don't know. There's some interesting theory behind it that, you know, the platelets, you take blood from your, you know, you take your own blood and concentrate the platelets, which might have some healing potential. It seems like it might make sense. But honestly, we just don't know whether it works or not yet. And there are, anytime you put an injection into a knee, you know, that we know that there are potential harms from that, including
right.
infection and other problems. And so, you know, what I would say in general is, you know, these are interesting things for research and they could very well turn out to be helpful, but we just don't know.
You know, I forgot all about this until you just said this. Back in 2004, when I was training still as a power lifter and I was constantly squatting very, very heavy weight, and I did go for hyaluronic acid injections in my knees. It was 3 weeks, one injection in each knee per week. It was ultrasound guided, and I did notice that my knees felt better. They were less prone to pain after training. But then my knees never bothered me much after that anyway. So I don't know if it was from that or it was just whatever was going on my knees had subsided. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick was back in 2013, I interviewed a Dr. Alan Dunn, he's an orthopedic surgeon and he is based in Florida. And about 6 or 7 years ago, he started to take patients who were slated for total knee replacement. And he started to do intra-articular injections of growth hormone, and it was in a medium that kept it localized in the knee joint. 10 IUs a day 10 IUs a week for 3 weeks in a row, and then the patient goes home. And lo and behold, I mean, his research is peer-reviewed and published. But what he saw was that when you injected growth hormone directly into the knee, it increased vascular endothelial growth factors and fibroblast growth factors and all these different growth factors, and meniscus actually started to regrow. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, to be completely honest, it's not even that growth hormone injections aren't even something that we've discussed around the radar. So I hadn't ever heard of it before. But it's interesting, you know, getting back to the thing about, you know, what you said earlier, and it's interesting that you felt better after the viscous supplementation. So it's very possible that the viscous supplementation did some good. But as a scientist, what we really struggle with knee problems is the power of the mind and the placebo effect.
Yeah.
And honestly, that placebo effect, we know, is hugely, hugely powerful. You know, that power of the mind and the power of positive thinking or whatever it is incredibly powerful. And so that's why with, you know, arthroscopic surgery, we held those sham-controlled surgeries to the highest standard. But we know from other evidence that the more invasive the procedure, if it's arthroscopic surgery, you're going to get a bigger a placebo effect. So injections are going to have a bigger, placebo injections are going to have a bigger effect than topical creams, which are going to have a bigger effect than a pill.
Right.
That's a placebo. And it's a challenge as a scientist to get through all of that. And that's one of the challenges interpreting a lot of this evidence, is that we can't separate that unless they're completely blinded in the highest quality studies.
Yeah, because I've read some of those studies where there was a sham group, and the sham group, oh my God, my pain is gone. It's like, no, it can't be gone. We didn't do anything. We just made an incision and let it heal. That's all we did. And then, and, you know, there's people who say, well, the incision itself calls the body to pay attention and send, you know, inflammatory cytokines that stimulate healing. And, you know, that's the premise behind dry needling, right? They just stick a needle in the area 50 times and the body goes, oh, let's go fix that. And it fixes the problem too. So you're right. It's so hard to tease out, these other confounding variables, and you really don't know. What would you like to see clinicians, and we have a lot of doctors who listen to the show, what would you like to see clinicians take away from your current research?
You know, I think the main message is that arthroscopy for degenerative knee and for chronic knee pain really has no role. And we need to get away from even offering that to patients and even putting that on the table of possible options because it really has no role. And, you know, moving and refocusing, I think, on the things that you said, exercise and physiotherapy, occupational therapy, learning what works for you, your body, and what doesn't work for your body. You know, it's a frustrating thing to hear because really it's hard work and it's a lot of burden on the patients and it's not perfect either. It's not going to get rid of your knee pain, completely, but, it's the best we can do. And so I think we need to stop doing arthroscopic surgery altogether and have a complete culture change within the orthopedic community on that front.
Very interesting.
It's going to take some time. This has been something that's been ingrained for decades within, you know, as a bread and butter procedure and, you know, it takes half an hour. So it's easy to put at the end of a long operating room day. But it's just, we need to completely change this culture.
Are you getting feedback from surgeons about your research? Are they their pushback? Are they going, come on, what are you talking about? We got to keep doing this. Or are they going, wow, you know,
right. This
makes perfect sense. Maybe I'm just going to stop.
You know, it's been mixed. There are people who are very upset because they've been doing it for decades. And, you know, their experience is that, well, you know, for the patients that they see, many of the patients get better. And so it must be the arthroscopic surgery doing it. I must be a better surgeon than the people in the study, right? And so that's a common feeling, I think. Other people think that some surgeons believe that they can identify patients better who might benefit, which actually there's no evidence of. So all of these things, you know, really there's no evidence of, but it's, again, that placebo effect or the rest period afterwards or something where, you know, patients do get better afterwards, but they would have gotten better had you not done anything anyway.
Right.
So actually you've done some harm. So,
right.
So there is that group of people who have had decades of experience doing this, right? Almost every day and seeing positive results generally. And so it goes against everything that they've thought and believed, and it's hard to change some opinions that way. But by and large, you know, this is, you know, most people aren't all that surprised by this. Most surgeons and most people within the community aren't all that surprised by this. You know, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, the chair of their guideline panel, you know, said something to the effect that he supported the guidelines, and so did the Canadian Orthopedic Surgical Society. And so I think there is a shift, but actually changing at the higher level, but actually changing what's happening on the ground is a completely different question. It's something that's going to take some time and some effort.
Yeah. But I love this kind of research because it's altruistic. You know what I mean? It's not the kind of research that just is going to go down the same path because that's what everybody wants. I like this kind of research, and I appreciate you publishing this paper, Dr. Semenuk.
Well, that's very kind of you. It's been a great experience, and I hope that hopefully it does some good. And hopefully, with people like this podcast, I really appreciate getting the word out and, you know, educating, because really it has to come from patients and people living with the condition. So thank you for doing that.
Thanks for being on. Thanks for being on the show. Take care.
Okay. Take care.
That's the end of today's show. The first half was Facebook Live. The second half was audio only. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you're listening to this while it's still hot, because I just published the show up on Patreon within an hour of producing it. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, please go to Patreon, patreon.com. Consider spending $5 a month to get the commercial-free version immediately after it's produced. And don't forget, the new website is superhumanradio.net. .net. So if you have a link that you like to click and it brings you to a page on our website and you click it and it says, oops, the page is gone. Just change the .com to .net and you will get there, because that's all that's changed. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.